good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We have a busy, busy show lined up today. Greg Bach, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio will be joining us at 10:33. And then coming up at 11:33, of course, there is a big primary election today in Wisconsin. The polls are open. You have until 8 o'clock tonight to cast your ballots. And on your ballots, there are two statewide referendums that would essentially change the state constitution. So if you're confused about those, what those referendum mean, and what effects this would have, stick around at 11:33. We are going to do a little rerun of an interview that we did with Deb Kronmiller from the League of Women Voters. And she did a really good explanation of what these referendum would do, what they would mean, just how murky are they? Because that's the concern, at least over referendum number two. So we're going to do that rerun with Deb Kronmiller coming up at 11:33. Wanted to start out, though. Oh, hey, don't forget.
What?
Download the Civic Media app.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
It is.
And Brewers home opener is today.
How could you tell?
Twins, because you're all out in your Brewers attire. If you're watching in the live stream, you can see he's got just about everything is Brewers. Brewers home opener. They're hosting the Minnesota Twins at 2:35. You can listen on News from the Center, WRCE in Richland Center, and WRJN in Racine, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM. And in Kenosha, catch the game on 98.1 FM. Again, Brewers home opener today, hosting the Minnesota Twins at 2:35. First pitch goes out about 3:10.
And if you see me down there, I'm wearing a Lorenzo Cain jersey with a Brew Crew shirt underneath it, wearing a gray Brewers hat. I have long hair. I look like I ate all the hot dogs at the stadium. If you see me, be like, what's up, Greg? And if it's another guy, they're not going to respond to you.
There's going to be quite a few civic media folks at today's game.
I should bring something, like a civic media something. And if you find me, it's like a little prize.
Ooh. Good luck. All right. Our friend Dan Schaefer joins us every Friday from the recombobulation area.
Yeah.
And he did also, speaking of explaining what these two referendum are and what they mean, one of Dan's recent columns was about exactly this.
Mm-hmm.
These two referendum on the ballot, everyone's going to have it today. They would effectively change the Wisconsin state constitution. So this is important. But on Twitter, Derek Van Orten, our friend.
Oh, no, your friend.
From Western Wisconsin. Derek Van Orten posting on Dan Schaefer's Twitter feed, a reporter, in quotes, a reporter telling people how to vote. Are the people not smart enough to read? Your elitist, condescending attitude towards regular Americans is why your rag is going out of business. He actually just won three more Milwaukee Press Club awards. So
also, I didn't realize that Derek Van Orten was born in the 30s. Your rag's going under, boy.
He says, vote yes on question one and question two to make sure billionaires like Zuckerberg can't buy elections in Wisconsin. That's not what had happened. As for the activist reporter, kick rocks.
I'm going to tell you something, another thing, kid. I'm going to take you down and get your girl. Ah, she can be my girl.
Kick rocks. Is he 12?
Is he not a sitting congressman in the United States House of Representatives?
It's unreal.
He is just embarrassing. And he's and you know what? Even worse, he's exhausting because he doesn't, there are no consequences. And I'm not saying like consequences in like crime type consequences, but it doesn't matter who responds back. I respond to him all the time. I shouldn't. It's not good for my mental health. But those amendments, first of all, have nothing to do with quote unquote Zuckerbucks. You made up that term. It's a stupid term.
Yes.
And also, one amendment deals with outside election funding. The other one deals with staffing. You don't even know about them because you are the quote unquote congressman who is well informed.
Well, and which leads us to our next subject, because again, He's like, are people not smart enough to read? DVO, you might want to start with yourself.
Right.
You caught this before we went on the air yesterday.
Yeah.
And now there's a big headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Hope Carnop.
Please read it in the tone it's meant.
No, in-person absentee voting can't take place on Monday before Election Day in Wisconsin.
Do you hear that, folks? They're trying to take away your right to vote.
Republican Derek Van Orden, representing Western Wisconsin, on April 1st wrote on Twitter, quote, get out and vote in person absentee today at your clerk's office or in person tomorrow at your designated polling station, unquote. Little thing here. Wisconsin's presidential primary today, early voting was only offered through March 31st, which was Sunday.
We all make mistakes, right?
I do.
I've said things on the air that I've immediately had to retract. I've tweeted things that are wrong, and I'll either erase them or I'll flat out say, this is incorrect. I'm sorry. Here's the actual details. Or just, I was wrong. Did Derek Van Orden take down that tweet, even though he was probably told by hundreds of people, including someone maybe on his staff, too? Mm. Nope. It's still sitting there.
Of course it is.
Misinforming the people. And I get... guarantee you there's somebody in this state, if not a couple, who walked up to their city, town, or village hall to vote, and when the doors were closed or they said you can't, they're gonna go, see,
oh, voter suppression, voter fraud.
Yep.
Right. Yep.
So shame on you, Derek Van Orden, for one, not knowing the process, two, speaking incorrectly about the process, and then three, not correcting yourself after the fact.
Well, it kind of feels like MAGA means never having to say you're sorry or you made a mistake or anything.
That's exactly what it means.
Right?
That's exactly what
you
it means.
Don't ever apologize. You just double down.
It's a sign of weakness.
To admit that you made a mistake. Yeah.
But you know what we're going to do? We're going to tell everyone to get out and vote today, especially in this weather. Make sure you bring an umbrella.
Bring an umbrella. And if you can get out and vote early, as earlier is going to be better because the weather is only going to get worse as the day goes on.
Yep.
And if you have any questions about your polling place or what you need to bring, or even if you want to get an early look at the ballot, which is a good idea, so you're going to be familiar with it once you walk into the voting booth, it's myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. All you do is type in your address and everything comes up and every race that will be affecting you.
Yeah.
And that we've talked about this before too, Greg. Primaries are super important just because of the effect locally.
Correct.
These are the school board. These are the school board elections. These are the judge elections. These
are mayoral
elections and other big, there's school referendums all over the state, including MPS with a big one. They're asking for $252 million. So it's much sexier to vote in November when it's the presidential election. And it seems like, you know, that's the important one. And it certainly is. And this year more important than ever. But for things that actually affect your day-to-day life, the primaries are the ones where you really need to get out and vote.
Hey, Jane.
Yes.
It's always sexy to vote.
Voting is sexy.
And I will say one thing about this weather today. You know, on a day like this, you might be discouraged to go and vote. And I understand that. But one, please go vote.
Yes.
I mentioned it yesterday in the morning. Please make a plan. If you need to bring somebody with you, if you want to, you know, reach out to elderly people you know, offer them a ride. But more importantly, myvote.wi.gov will give you information on how to get ballots in the mail for future elections. So you can actually sign up online and they will send you absentee ballots in the mail for the remaining two elections for this year. So that way you don't have to worry about this kind of weather, especially as we hit those colder months. So I talk about this website all the time. It's so good.
It is. It really is. It's extraordinarily useful. Again, it gives you the names of all of your elected officials and all the contact information for them.
Yeah.
Which is important. Mm-hmm. And we've talked to enough people now, Greg, I think that if they hear from their actual constituents, assuming someone at the office will pick up the phone, and you are respectful.
Yes.
That's really, really important.
Yes.
We don't want badly behaved people shouting and screaming at our elected officials. But that makes a difference. If they hear from enough of their constituents, it makes a difference and can actually cut through. So
thank them for their time. And also, just as another thing too, when you're going to the polling place today, everybody who's there is giving their time, sacrificing their time, and they're doing it for an important thing, and that's your right to vote. Thank them. From the person who tells you which line to get into to the person who gives you your I voted sticker.
Yep.
Thank every single person for what they're doing, and it means the world to them.
And especially nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Especially nowadays with all of the heat and the unfair attention on our poll workers and elections officials, it would mean a great deal, I'm sure, for folks to hear from you and just say thank you for what they do, because without them too, democracy isn't going to work.
No, who would have thought pension lady, like election worker, 80 years old, just handing out ballots. That's the, you are trying to step on our elections, Doris. You know, it's like no occupation is safe from the anti-woke like wave of misinformation.
Yep. Get out and vote. You have until 8 o'clock tonight. And again, especially in the Fox Valley area and in central parts of Wisconsin, they're talking about a fair amount of snow. So as the day goes on, mm-hmm. the winds are only going to get nastier and the rain is going to continue. And then in some places start turning over to snow. So get out early if you can. We started off this segment talking about Derek Van Orden encouraging everyone to vote absentee yesterday, even though you can't do that.
Yeah.
Oops. Dave from Waukesha texting in, how many drinks did Derek have before tweeting that? Over under at 4.5.
Yeah, it's a Monday morning. You want to keep it profesh on a Monday morning. He also, it's a different Dave. We got two Daves, one in Waukesha and one in New Berlin. He said, good morning. These referendum/amendments seem to be relitigating Citizens United. I sent this same question to Dan O'Donnell, and he didn't respond. I'm more liberal than conservative. We hated Citizens United. Conservatives loved it. Don't you think it would be hypocritical for us to vote yes? A yes vote would be get rid of U-line money, too. Well, we want you to vote no.
Yeah, we want you to. Well, I'm voting no. I am voting no on the two referendum. If you have questions about it, we're going to rerun our conversation with Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. A swing man. She can hurt. She don't mean. Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. If you want to join us, 855-75-CIVIC. Call or text 855-752-4842. You can always leave a comment on the live stream as well on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Coming up in just a little bit, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is going to be joining us after the bottom of the hour news, so stay tuned for that. We were talking about the two referendum that are on the ballot today.
Yeah, sorry. I was looking at the live stream being incredibly disrespectful. So, sorry. Yeah, if you're going to be in the live stream, keep it respectful, folks, because I will kick you out or ban you. So there you go. That's just a little moment away. I want to get back to the text message really quick from Dave in New Berlin. And please stick around if you can, Dave, and listen to the interview with Deb Cronmiller from League of Women Voters, because she will explain it a lot better than I will. Voting no for these referendums on the amendments, if you vote yes, you're not keeping U-line money out. I don't want to say it's a lie, but they're basically saying that we want to keep Zuckerbucks. We want to keep Mark Zucker's money out of elections. They're using him as an example. Local elections take outside money all the time through grants, through donations.
And primarily grants.
It's not unusual. It's not illegal. It's necessary in a sad matter of fact, because the state does not fund the elections the way it should. So when you're voting no, you're allowing these municipalities to apply for grants, which they would not be able to do if this became an amendment in the Wisconsin state constitution. It would go through, and if your municipality couldn't afford it, that's on them. They would have to find the money other ways, and that usually comes in the ways of raising fees, raising taxes, and making your life a little more miserable.
Or they just have to have fewer poll workers and fewer polling locations.
Exactly.
And all that stuff.
And that's what the other
That's what the other, yes. And who can work for elections?
Correct.
So again, we're going to rerun this interview that we did with Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters at 11:33. So if you still have questions about it, I highly encourage you to stick around for that. You can also listen to it as a podcast if you want to.
Yes, absolutely.
Go to civicmedia.us or go to WAUK.com and you can go to Matt Nair on Air and find all the podcasts and do it that way as well. This is great. Jeff on the live stream says, I voted this morning and I brought an acquaintance that is legally blind. He's 45 years old. He never voted until he met me a few years ago and I got him registered.
Jeff, that's good fantastic. We love that. Guess what, Jeff? We totally care.
Oh,
boom.
Yeah, absolutely. And John Kay, I also voted this morning and I noted some new volunteers other than the usual crowd. Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Well, a lot of these poll workers have been doing this for decades and decades and decades, and we've been trying to encourage people to do this and learn how to become poll workers.
Yes.
Because we can't expect Doris, who's been doing this since 1955, to do this forever.
Exactly. Tony Lone Tree, also she's number 38 in the city of Pittsville, voted no on both of the referendum, and everyone wants to do so. Everyone get out and vote. That's absolutely right. Get out and vote. And John Kay, you couldn't have said it better. I couldn't have said it better myself. Those two questions are another snake in the grass tactic by the right. And it always is. It's always murky language that makes you question what's going on. And you never, if you don't get the information beforehand, you're going to sit in that booth going, I don't know what to do.
I'm so confused. Exactly. Yeah. Texter listening here in Waukesha on WAUK. I voted this morning before work. And holy crap, these referendums are worded so poorly.
Yes.
At first glance, it seems like the title and the description contradict each other. Mm-hmm. They are intentionally written to confuse you. They are.
You also can ask for help at the polling place. They should be informed enough to be able to tell you what
this means.
What they mean. And you can ask for help if you need it. So
we can also talk a little bit more about this with Pat Kreitlow. He's going to be joining us on the other side of the news. And again, not to blather on and on and on about this, but if you still have questions about these two referendum, then stick around until 11:33.
Yes.
Deb Cronmiller will be here from the League of Women Voters. Another texter just came in. I voted no to the referendum questions. Thanks to all the information you provided. That is our pleasure and really grateful that it helped you. I didn't understand it until we had Dan Schaefer on a couple weeks ago.
I mean, yeah, I whenever I see referendum, I get so nervous. I'm like, oh man, I'm not a lawyer. And I think it's important for shows like this and shows on this network to have guests who can break it down because, you know, on a day like today, you know, some people might not answer them at all because they don't understand it. So if you're listening, thank you. And we want to make sure we get that information and clear it up because we're first clearing it up for ourselves.
Yeah,
usually.
Seriously. I wish I was all knowledgeable. That just isn't the case.
Yeah.
And going back to the Zuckerbucks, most municipalities who received money from this charity that is run by Mark Zuckerberg and his wife applied for this money as grants.
Yes.
And it wasn't just Milwaukee and Madison. There were a number of municipalities from around Wisconsin that applied for this money. And again, this is to help them run their elections. And this was also related to what was going on in 2020. We were in the middle of a global pandemic and they needed PPE and they needed hand sanitizers. And there were other things that they needed to set up so that we could vote safely.
And if you lived in Milwaukee, like I did at the time, they took all of our polling places and shrank them down to 5.
Yeah. Yeah. People waited in line for hours, hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. And they did. That's what happens when they try to make it harder for us to vote. We get out and vote.
Which was a really good thing to see. But again, just a reminder, and Wisconsin is among the better performing states as far as voter turnout is concerned. But we're still only at like 66 or 67%.
Yeah. We can't pat ourselves on the back for that.
No, we got a long, long way to go. So if you haven't yet, get out to the polls, vote today. As Greg said, if you know someone who needs a ride or like Jeff did, took an acquaintance who's legally blind.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing. So Make sure you get out and vote today. It is critically, critically important. My personal opinion, what's the undecided?
Uninstructed.
Uninstructed is a throwaway vote. I understand the outrage attached to that vote. Mm-hmm. That is not going to fix the mess.
No.
That is happening in the Middle East.
It's not going to send the message you think it's going to send.
No, it's not. And it's going to only pave the way for a second Trump administration. And I can almost guarantee you that Donald Trump will not treat the Palestinian people with any compassion.
Correct.
All right. News is coming up next. And then when we return, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio will be here. Again, you can always call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summers came and they went so fast. We got the boys of North drinking 30.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin coming to you live from our studio in rainy downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon is ruining. Just a reminder, if you want, our Civic Media News team is really doing a great job curating news for wherever you are in Wisconsin. So if you want a daily updated newscast just for Hayward or Green Bay or La Crosse or Amory. You just want to go to your station like you would go to WAUK, and there's a little tab at the top, and you click that, and that will give you an update. Or just go to your local, go to civicmedia.us and find the banner to hear your Civic Media Local News Roundup podcast. And they're doing that every day. They're really doing a great job. Our guest, very excited to have him here. He is one of our rotating colleagues at Civic Media, Pat Kreitlow, from Up North News Radio. Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
Good. I couldn't figure out if I was supposed to rotate to the left or to the right here, but I'm
to the left, here for the moment.
To the left.
To the right. To the right.
Before you joined us, Pat, we were talking a little bit about highly mature individual and elected official Derek Van Orden for Wisconsin's third congressional district, and he was having a little tiff with our friend Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area because Dan did a column about these two referendums that are on the ballot. And Derek Van Orden just insulted him and said, what, can't people read? And told him to go kick rocks.
Yeah.
So after I vote today, I'm going to go kick some rocks in honor of DVO.
And folks, all of you should. Hashtag kick rocks for DVO.
Yeah. Look, this would his little temper tantrum would be far more relevant, and this is to take nothing away from Dan. He does cover the whole state, but he's Milwaukee-based, and he's covering things mostly happening in Madison. If he were La Crosse-based or Chippewa Valley or Central Wisconsin, I could see where the congressman from that side of the state would pay any attention to this. But because he saw it and felt the need to respond, it just shows you again, this is somebody who is not doing their job. He's got nothing better to do than sit on Twitter all day and post all kinds of rambling and insulting things that tell me again, he's not up to the job if he just wants to, you know, carp on social media. Fine, anybody can do that. Let somebody else serve in Congress then.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then to top it off, all off, Pat, he gave the wrong information yesterday.
Yes.
And told people to go vote absentee, which ended on Sunday.
Who can't read now,
I know,
Derek?
I know. It's just like, come on.
Derek, this is why your rag is failing. You know, again, Dan Schaefer doesn't have a rag. He has a website. He has a newsletter. Just a completely out-of-touch temper tantrum that was, I guess, just a huge unforced error. Because, again, people are going to look at that. They're going to look at the totality of what he's done for the past few months and just say, what's this guy doing?
Yeah.
And the answer, of course, is, you know, at the moment, a big load of nothing. We even talked earlier this morning on Up North News Radio about there's a possible compromise involved that could make it easier for migrant farm laborers to get year-round agricultural visas. Those things don't exist right now, crazy as that sounds. And that would make our dairy industry so much more stable. Derek Van Orden's on the House Agriculture Committee. He could be a champion of this kind of thing, but because it's more effective for him to engage in xenophobia and immigrant bashing, he's wasting that seat on the House Agriculture Committee that could, again, show that he's interested in the job, not just, you know, being a flamethrower on Twitter.
Pat, don't you understand that he is the first Wisconsin representative ever to sit on the Ag Council Committee? Do you show him respect or you kick rocks?
He is sitting in the seat once occupied by Steve Gunderson, and he is making a mockery in much the same way that Tom Tiffany is of Dave Obey's district.
Yeah, you
know, Dave Obey was first elected 55 years ago yesterday to the 7th district and gave us representation up here to be proud of. Steve Gunderson did the same thing, always working to get the best deal possible for all the dairy farmers in Wisconsin. And this guy is just the polar opposite when it comes to respect and a work ethic.
Tim from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Well, I think I just read somewhere now that Van Orden is going to go to Israel. Why don't you just save the taxpayers the money and watch a little TV? He'd see all he needs to know.
Well, here's the thing.
That'd be a second. Go ahead.
He went to Israel when the hostilities first broke out. We talked about it for almost a week, that was when they dumped Kevin McCarthy as speaker, mm-hmm. and when House Republicans needed vote possible.
That's right.
And he basically went AWOL. Now, I haven't seen anything new that maybe indicates he's going, you know, back to Israel or not. But again, this fascination with trying to look tough on foreign affairs rather than taking care of business at home, it, you know, speaks volumes about the man.
It absolutely does. Texter listening on WRCE says Van Orden is just emulating Donnie. And I would imagine that Van Orden will be in Green Bay later on this afternoon when the former president is expected to make an appearance. We'll have to see what happens with this because the weather is not looking good for the Green Bay area.
Right. This whole thing may not happen, and if it's weather-related, you know, that's fine. But again, it's just such an unusual choice anyway for him to show up on Election Day. There are people who will probably go to the rally instead of voting, and they may have a close school board race in their district or something like that. Again, there's no rhyme or reason behind what they do except to get attention.
Please don't not vote.
Yes.
Please go vote today. We were talking before you joined us, Pat, again about how primaries don't get as much attention, but those are really the elections that directly impact your daily life.
Yeah. It's a day exactly like this. I forget how many years ago now, where my wife and I, we were driving through. It was snowing, to beat the band. My old man bell should be ringing right now for old expressions. But it was snowing to beat the band to get to our town hall. And we said, why are we doing this when we can get an absentee ballot all the time and vote early? And so ever since then, we have gone to myvote.wi.gov. We've signed up to have absentee ballots automatically mailed to us throughout the calendar year. You have to do it once a year. And that way, it could not be more convenient because you don't know when you're going to get weather or something's going to come up in your work life or your family life. It's weather today is the best commercial possible to tell people, go get signed up now because there's a primary in August. For the November races, you know, for like Congress here in the 3rd District, and maybe there'll be one yet for Senate Republicans. Get that now because you don't know in August if you're going to go vote in that primary or not. So get signed up and make it a habit.
They're looking at potential snow accumulations for over a foot of snow in Sturgeon Bay, between 10 and 11 inches in Appleton and Green Bay. Could be 4.5 inches in Marshfield and Wausau. So NOAA has issued a winter storm warning for portions of the northeast and central Wisconsin, upgrading it from a winter weather advisory. So the earlier you can get out to the pole today, do it. The earlier is going to get better, because unfortunately, again, the weather is just going to keep getting worse.
And trust me, I used to love going to my town hall on election day. You get to see people that you know. It really feels like a slice of Americana. But what we do instead is we in-person absentee vote. We get that ballot, we fill it out, and then we take it to town hall so we can hand it directly to our clerks, so that we feel like we're part of that process without having to wait in a long line, without having any kind of hassle whatsoever. So you can still take part in all this. You can get the little sticker. My profile picture today is of a very young Pat Kreitlow with a little I voted sticker, you know, as a photo frame. You can do that. You can take part in all of it with less of the rigmarole. I have a lot of old man in the
ding, ding, ding.
If you're just joining us, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is our guest. You can hear him across the network and on many civic media stations weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. He's got the very early shift. And we're just talking about today is primary election day in Wisconsin. And the former president is scheduled to make an appearance in Green Bay. He hasn't been in Wisconsin for quite a while. President Biden now also just announcing on that he will be in Madison next Monday.
I think that's his third appearance in like a month and a half.
It's pretty much.
He's been here quite a bit.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, the presidential primary itself, you mentioned in the last segment about people voting undesignated or uncommitted or whatever the case may be. Yes, people are going to watch that. But the other thing that I'm going to watch, and I'm not saying it's going to be significant, but I'm curious, because a lot of Republicans will go to vote today for their local races and things like that, are they going to check the box for Trump? I would look very carefully at what Nikki Haley's final number is in Wisconsin, because Remember, this is the place where 8 years ago, when it was a wide open primary, Trump lost Wisconsin to Ted Cruz. Trump never lost another primary after that, but this was like the last place where people said, I don't know about this guy. And you could see that reflected in the ballots today. And by the way, I would also highly recommend, Craig Gilbert has a long read in today's Journal Sentinel about that, about how Trump has so much less support among Republicans in the suburbs than he does out in rural parts of Wisconsin. That all came together while he was president. Those groups came together. But now that he's not president anymore, Craig writes that the indications are that, again, that divide is growing. And that's big trouble for Trump if he's, again, losing suburban voters.
Well, you can't continually alienate people and expect your percentage to grow.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, he's doing nothing to grow beyond that base that is hostile, that is xenophobic, that loves the violent rhetoric. And he's hoping that is, you know, that's enough through force of will and, let's call it what it is, cheating, you know, to get back into power. He's not looking to get in the old-fashioned way. He's never won a majority of the popular vote, and he never will.
He's also just using it to grow his bank account by begging for money.
Well, and there's a couple interesting articles exactly about that. Pat Kreitlow is our guest from Up North News Radio. The Washington Post is reporting that Republican Party officials have realized they put themselves at a big disadvantage when it comes to voting by mail. They have been screaming about fraud and vote by mail is all implicitly corrupt. And now they're like, yeah, this was probably not a good thing, and it's not working for us. Trump said earlier this month, quote, anytime the mail is involved, you're going to have cheating. It's too bad people don't say it. They don't want to say it. He also said mail-in voting is totally corrupt. If you have mail-in balloting, you automatically have fraud.
I hear that. Do you hear that, folks? Pat?
What's,
Jane?
What's that?
That's,
what is it?
Those are chickens coming home to roost.
Oh, yes, that's what it is.
Yes.
Look, this is, of course, he's still lying about, you know, voting by mail. He repeated the lie a day or two ago that he won Wisconsin in 2020 when he did not. So, you know, there's people that will cater to those delusions, but I think a lot of people will either not check a box up at the top of the ballot, or, you know, we'll look at the numbers for Nikki Haley and some of the other candidates who are still on the Wisconsin ballot.
We got a text coming in, a very good question, too, with regard to the weather and polling. It says, does anyone know if polls would close early because of the weather? I think for them to close, it would have to be catastrophic.
It would have to be, like, severe even. No, I do not foresee that that scenario at all.
You should be safe.
And yet another reason to say thank you to those poll workers.
Oh, my good gravy,
who are going to be there no matter how crappy the weather gets.
Yes.
And they're going to have to get home in that, too. So please be gracious today. When you go and you cast your ballot,
and yeah, by all means, if you could be the next generation, you know, to quote our old friend Kristen Bryan, one of her first videos was you know, work that poll. She's trying to talk people into becoming the poll workers of the future.
Absolutely.
We need them.
Yeah, we sure do. All right, we will be right back. We're going to talk a little baseball. It is opening day. Greg is very, very excited. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cold makes you grow a little stronger, and where I came from, they tell you, enjoy your youth while you're young, but I grew up and now it's gone. I'll write those stories in my songs to keep them burning like an ember. Pine trees remind me of December. New England taught me to be better. Growing up, I always remember where I came from and where I want to be.
And welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the surgeon of sound, Calvin, coming to you from our studio in rainy downtown Waukesha. Join the show, call or text if you want to chat, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is a lousy day, which means it's opening day. For the Polk Brewers home opener.
You should work for the Brewers like marketing department. Yes.
But this is what I remember going to back in the 80s when it was still County Stadium with no roof. Back in the day, Greg Bach, where's my old woman sounder?
No.
Kids, you listen to me. Before, when I was your age, there was no sunshine. It was always rainy and dark.
Exactly. Yeah.
I went to an opening day at County Stadium when I was working for, at the time it was called Patrick Media Group. It was the billboard company in town.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're
out
in Waukesha, but their building used to be right there on Wisconsin and 45th or whatever it is, right by the overpass over Miller Valley. Mm-hmm. So you could walk to the stadium. So we did that. We had tickets for opening day. They were upper deck, left field, so you were exposed to all the elements. It was raw, and it was like you kept up a brave face because, hey, baseball. But I can't say that I missed that.
No, I don't either, but it was a badge of honor, right, Pat, if you could survive, like, the lousiest opening day.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but I'd rather have the badge of honor. I want now is my little Brewers Hawaiian shirt here, you know, with the little
nice.
Logo on it.
Very
you know,
nice.
And as Greg is fond of hearing me say again from an old man standpoint, this little paper schedule that I found, you get them at the liquor store, the grocery store, whatever. You can keep your interwebs if you want. I just need this little paper schedule to tell me everything I need to know, and I'm going to be there. Well, especially for Yacht Rock Day is coming up.
Yacht Rock
yeah,
Day.
You can get a captain's hat on July 26th, and as the self-appointed king of Yacht Rock for Civic Media, I need that cap.
I got the Yacht Rock hat last year. It was like a sailor's cap, and it didn't fit my big fat head. Well, I gave it to a child.
I know Greg is going. Greg is going to the game this afternoon, and if you want to listen to the game here on Civic Media, there's a couple ways you can do that. Our coverage starts at 2:35. You can listen on News from the Center, WRCE in Richland Center, and WRJN in Racine, 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. If you want to listen to the Brewers and the Twins, we had a question for you, Greg Buck.
Yeah, Carmela from Milwaukee, who is just sweet and lovely and wonderful. Thank you so much for reaching out. She texted, happy voting day, Jane and Greg, and I'll include Pat as well and Calvin. So happy voting day to everyone. Greg, can you refresh my memory on how you became a Brewers fan? One of the first times I heard you on Civic Media, you told the story of your Milwaukee Brewers fandom. I'd love to hear it again in honor of the Brewers home opener. So if you knew me in 2016, you would have known that I was a staunch hater of baseball. Like,
really?
Oh my God. If you wanted to spin me up right away, just talk about, ask me about baseball, and you could leave the room and then come back and I'd still be talking.
Wow.
And I think it was I know what it was. And I mentioned this, we talked about it earlier. We didn't. We talked about a different Ken Burns documentary, but in Ken Burns baseball, there's a gentleman speaking about the people who don't like baseball. And it's like it's because he feels that those who don't like baseball aren't part of the club. And that's what I always felt like. I wasn't part of the baseball fandom. And then I realized you don't have to wait for an invitation. And I decided to stop being such an old grumpy man. Ding, ding. And I went to a game in 2017, had a good time. Then I went to two more games that season. Then the next season I went to 6 games. And then that following season I went to 23 games.
Wow.
And it just became, and more importantly, it wasn't just something I really enjoyed watching. It's something I enjoyed learning about, but it also became a therapeutic thing for me. Going to a baseball game, sitting down, the grass, the players, the sounds, even going to a Cubs-Cardinals game is very stressful, but it's still fun. And I love it. I still love it. I'm so excited to go today. Even in the, I know we have a roof, but even in the face of terrible weather, I cannot wait to see 2024 Brewers baseball, especially after they swept the Mets. Yeah.
Well, good. Well, welcome to the dark side. We like that.
The one thing I have questions about, though, is they're changing how the parking is going to run.
Yes, correct. So it's no longer when you would drive into...
Are we not going to have the crabby old guys pointing us in the right direction
You
anymore?
Will still have the crabby old guys.
Because they're iconic. Those guys are iconic.
Or as I like to call them, all of Pat's friends. You will still have the people leading you to the parking spot,
okay.
But you will no longer have people outside of the parking area taking your money and giving you a ticket. It's now going to be freestanding machines. You'll register on an app, and you'll get your information there. And they're expecting that just to make the parking experience go faster, less lines. You'll still see those old guys who knew Hank Aaron. And we're like, I remember when it was the Braves.
That was always part of the experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So be ready for that. Although I was looking to park today, and I think I'm still going to take the bus because I don't want to
walk in this.
Yeah. I love the shuttles. The shuttles from the local watering holes there. Those are great.
Yes,
I'll take those every time.
Fantastic.
Tony Zimmerman on a live stream when watching through the MLB app in between innings, they do a baseball Zen commercial.
Ooh.
And it's just the infield being cleaned and the sound of the bat hitting the ball. It's great.
I like that.
The crack of the bat on a home run, there's few sounds that equal it.
Yes.
Just gives you the chills?
Yes, every time. Every time.
Although my favorite sound over the weekend was Mets fans, booing Reese Hoskins, with increased fervor. And each time he would just get another hit or a stolen base or something. And it was music to my ears. It was a good first weekend.
Pat, are you going to today's game?
No, not to today's game, but I had to throw on my Brewer shirt just for the occasion. But I'll try to get down for at least 2 games, maybe more if time allows. But when I live down there, obviously, I try to get to as many as possible.
Well, now they have that ballpark app, the ballpark pass, it's called. It's right. $35 a month, and it allows you to go. It allows you a standing room ticket, which you can get a seat. For $35 every single home game during the regular season. If you use it like 5 times, it's paid for itself. It is.
Sure.
If you live in the area, it's so worth it. It's so worth the deal. I don't get it because I'm in Kenosha now, but I had it for 2 seasons and I loved it.
All right. Well, go Crew. They're taking on the Minnesota Twins at, I believe the first pitch goes out at 3:10. You can catch the game today starting at 2:35 on News from the Center, WRCE in Richland Center and WRJN in Racine. Pat Kreitlow, the host of Up North News Radio, weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. Always such a pleasure, Pat. Thank you so very much.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. Thanks, Jane. See you, Greg.
Take care. News is coming up next. Don't go away. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.